Start the recording. Welcome to the 5G use case team meeting for February 13th. So I'll just open with, are there any topics that people want to lead with? Is there any things that people specifically want to discuss? Bob or Borislav?
Nothing for me.
Sure, maybe Borislav, do you want to, let's jump to network slicing. Did you want to give us an update on what's going on there?
Hi, we had a meeting on Monday, and the development of the features is proceeding pretty much as planned. And we are supposed to start discussions of the Gnilin release probably next couple of weeks. And hopefully next meeting, or the next week, there will be a presentation on the requirements of committee.
On the Monday call? On the Monday call, on the Alice call, that's where new requirements are proposed.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be on the requirements call on Monday, Alice call? What I heard?
Yes.
Yeah, every Monday, Alice call has is a requirements meeting, and I think she's already asked for
bi-weekly meeting.
Bi-weekly meeting, and she's asked for new requirements. So, okay. So I did have something for network slicing. I was looking at the standards here. And I gave a presentation this past week to the modeling subcommittee, and it was about these the 5G NRM, the network resource model. And the class is there talking about network slicing and service profile. And people were, the modeling team was kind of asking what was used in I guess there was some modeling work that was done in R4, I think, by Borislav, and they were curious, what of these things did you actually use or do, or what's in the information model, or what's planned to be in the information model?
Now, in R4, I took the parameters that were in 3GPP 28541, and implemented them as part of properties of service. It's a little bit different. It was different in ONAP modeling from the NRM. Didn't create a separate TOSCA type for service profile, the slice profile. They just put the properties in the service. So I'm not really sure how this is modeled currently. I guess we'll see it in a few weeks.
Okay, so this is still kind of a work in progress.
The deployment. Yes.
Okay. But there is...
And also, they plan to introduce a new service for the service profile and slice profile. Then probably the properties which are now defined in 3GPP, and those are quite recent. The document was updated in January, and introduced many new properties which he took from GST, GSMA, GST, right? So I'm not sure if those will be implemented. I need to see on which version of the 3GPP standard the new implementation of the modeling will be based. It doesn't really make a huge difference. Because, you know, you add the property or remove the property, and just the property in the model.
So I guess my question is, if for those services, I mean, everything in ONAP uses the platform information model. So I guess the platform information model has those into account. Is that right? Is kind of what I'm hearing?
What do you mean by platform information model?
So the platform information model is the model that ONAP uses to manage and represent things that it knows about. So you know, my understanding is that all of the all the information. So maybe I just show you. It might be easier to. Let me see. I can find it here. Example of it. So this is a view, one view of the platform information model, where, you know, that there's a root entity, and then there's a manager entity, a domain place, and then all of these other objects kind of hang off of that. And so this is sort of what I mean by the platform information model, right? So there's all the use cases use and build off of this platform information model for their data models. So particular use cases may build from this information model to create their data models.
Right. So we worked in Dublin release on improving this model, and it was passed to clean state. So now the modeling of the use case is based on the platform information model. I don't think the model needs to change per use case. It's like an infrastructure which allows modeling of different types of services.
Okay, so what I heard is, I think I heard, is that basically I know you presented to the modeling team. I remember that. And that the platform information model was at least considered to be updated with some network slicing stuff. So I don't know. Maybe you need to attend the network slicing team or model team again, just to touch base with them to see what's going on there. I don't know how much of the information model that you've impacted or not, but when I was presenting this, I was talking to them about everything, not just network slicing, right? So I was telling them about the entire structure of the DGPB 28.541, the NRM, and we were talking about everything, so I had created this table of all of these parameters, and the one step is we're going to figure out if things are needed in ANI or not, and whether they're needed in runtime, and what objects they're used, and how these things are used. So they're looking at all of these parameters from a architectural level, basically, and not just network slicing stuff, but everything, trying to turn up an actual real 5G DU. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I think it might be useful just to spend a little bit of time to go over the process. So I know that I think we said we're going to take a look at this process. And I think what I'm going to do is actually just copy this page here. That modeling design process probably doesn't belong in this page. Wonder if I can move. Okay, I'll move this parent page later, but let me just copy it for now. All right, so I think I had talked about I discussed about boy, maybe I should. Let me see. It's fine. Okay. So I talked about starting a what the heck? What's going on here? Okay. I talked about starting up a page for the use case team's process, and I think that's still probably a good idea to spend a little bit of time. Let me see. May just use some of I think this is still okay, I need to create a new page for that, but so I think we'll well, we'll spend a little bit of time here now, just kicking this off. So I'll create a diagram for the use case process. Here's the basic stages of the release, going from 0 to 2 and 3, and finally to delivery in 4. High-level performance, the plan, finding the information, use case maybe. To data
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
The Lydia say she said she will hop in today. That's her original word. She will come today. So I ask you what time does it matter?
Okay. Let me see. My process here. Some old one, right? January 2020, yeah. Okay.
Hey Ben, weren't you going to talk to Ala about the use case process? Or
I did.
Remember that now?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what she told me was that her team is now, the requirements team is focused on just high level requirements, and I can point to that just so people see. It's a very good question, just to sort of kick off what we're talking about here. So I believe I have a link here somewhere. Okay, let me see. R7, down, I'm scrolling that. Let me see. So put a thing here. active in. All right. Let me see to find here. It's next week's call here, so create the page for next week's call. But I'm quite sure I have the R7 stuff here. Interesting. It's weird. Let's see. Let's see if that, that's it. There we go. Okay. All right, so the requirements subcommittee now is just really focused on just high-level inputs for architecture and software architecture, and really being a support group for the TSC. And it's advisory, non-authoritative. And when I contacted Ala and I mentioned to her about this process, she said her group is no longer aimed at doing this kind of thing. So if you look at the things that she is doing though, you can see an example of, this is an example of the R7 requirements page.
So if you're not doing it anymore, where does like a use case get created out of a requirement?
So she had said, so the process is what we're exactly defining. And she told me that the realization call, the Wednesday call, which you attend also, have attended also, is where a lot of those details can be discussed. And she suggested that we move the realization call under the architecture subcommittee. So they're discussed, and there's no one simple answer to that, but they're discussed in a number of different places. So it starts here. The requirements start here. They get then proposed into the TSC, and then they get the use case pages get created on the Wednesday calls and this call for 5G use cases, and then they're also coordinated through the architecture subcommittee. So so there's a number of different groups that basically work together to make it happen. What's changing though is that her focus of the call, she's brought up the focus of, you know, raised her, you know, to a 10,000 foot level, her group more to be more just sort of very high level sort of steering type stuff. And the input to her group, sorry, I have a canker sore, it's kind of hard to talk. The input to her group is really more a really high level now. For, you know, this used to be like all these presentations. If you looked in R6, this, for example, this is the R6 page, right? So each of these use cases would hang off here, and you know, and then they would each have their own pages and stuff. And now it's just this. So you see there's a big change between R6 and R7, right? This will be just her page. That makes sense. Yeah, did you follow? Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm gonna do is let's just take a look together as a team here. What happens for the use case teams process at a very high level. we can use the release guy here. So let me see. Look at the legacy releases. And we'll use this as a guide here. So the project teams are to M0 are okay. Requirements proposals are done. Attention to participates are given. I would say before M0 are these kickoffs here. These are points in time here, so. And then we have the M1, VR, project submissions and use case. So project definitions, or use case definition, project and use case. Definitions. We're really just defining stuff in M1. Okay, and then into M2. Two data model stuff. So.
Hey Ben, when you talked to Ala, did she mention anything? I know at the last face-to-face they talked about going to more of an agile process as opposed to the waterfall.
That's a very good question.
I mean, I don't know where that stands. I mean, I just know that that was on the agenda, but I don't know if that's going anywhere.
Yeah. So. Yeah, let me I'll touch on that in a second. Kind of messing around. All right. Okay. Paraphrase code freeze. Okay. Okay, so I would say these are kind of the main steps here. So let me get to Bob's question here. So I'm going to just find conference, which was here. Okay, maybe not. January 22, CROG conference, follow me. That's interesting, I didn't have the DDF link. Okay. Let's Google it. Just making sure this is the meeting here. Yeah. Yep, this looks like it. Okay. Let me just put a link here. In case people want to find it again. Okay, so there was a presentation. I think it was on Wednesday, I think it was on Wednesday afternoon, I think. Let me see. To make a long story short, I think it's still a work in progress. It was a meeting here, and it's one of these meetings here. Just a second.
Yeah, I don't think it was on the first day. I think it might have been the.
Let's see if I can find their slides here. What was it called? I think this is it. I think this is it. Maybe. Oh, maybe. So yeah, I mean, if you dig through here, I think there was one of these meetings talked about it. But I talked to Shocker a bit ago, and it's still under discussion from what I understand. So I think that's still sort of a wait and see. I know they do want to try to move to a agile as opposed to waterfall process. So I think it will affect a whole bunch of things, including this process thing we're working on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. And before we do that, I'm just going to proceed forward. And so basically, so when we're doing these, the major outputs here are proposals, and then your requirements, definitions, the wiki page, and then the data model, I would say, and at M2, and I guess I mean we could basically say M2 is connected here, which is your data model stuff, and to start code development. And then M3 is the API, basically, the API development. Mind me a little bit. All right, and yeah, put them up top actually. All right, so the API is frozen and developed, and then code freeze happens. All right, then. Right, so proposals and the wiki page is done here. Discussion happens. Definitions and software requirements happen here. And then data model. And I use these little model icons to represent the use case, the modeling subcommittee, which I can just remove, I think. Okay. So at probably not right away. Okay, so obviously the use case teams are involved all throughout this process. And the modeling subcommittee we need to get involved with during data model development, and the information model is happening up here. And the release architecture is good to know what's happening in architecture, I think, here. And then finally, the use case teams are delivering software here and delivering the API stuff. So, 0 to M1 project planning and M1. Oops. Oh. Happened there. Huh. 16. Planning to M2 data model. Right. API freeze and M4 API freeze to code freeze. Right. Okay. How does this picture look to everybody? We're going to stop right after here so we can talk about some other things. Oh, wait a minute. So data model is happening here. Software delivery, API deliveries, and requirements, I think, are thank you. All right, does this look okay to everybody? Just look okay to everybody? Any comments anywhere? Okay, hearing none. So the thing I'm using for use case teams. All right. To a page here. So I'll work on this through the week and share updates. So just a start to the page, and then we'll, in future weeks, we'll be talking about the process and things, and I'll start from here. So probably want to this here. The working process. Right. I see Joanne joined. Joanne, so for the, where are we with runtime config DB? Joanne, are you there? So last I heard, at least.
Hi, good. I saw it. Didn't realize I'm muted. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so, I set up a meeting and we needed to talk about the R7, then to see where we are in R6, and then we can start with the R7 requirement, right?
Yeah.
Follow the process you just set up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're not, we don't have anything in R7 yet, so we need to go to ALA and propose what we want to do in R7, I think. Let me see where it's
okay. Oh, yeah.
Too many pages up. Okay. Somewhere here. Oh man, did I close it? I closed it. Just open it again here. Right, we're not on this page yet, right? So, no, I don't think we're on this page yet. So we need to make a presentation to Allah's call on Monday. Some Monday. It doesn't have to be this Monday, but after we decide, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then we have to update this page here. So one of the big R7 things is we have to decide if we want to be a separate component. I think Tony had said that, we've made all these presentations in architecture and stuff, and I think he was saying that we shouldn't abandon that idea, even though we're going to be be part of CCSDK in R6. But that means we need to find a PTL, right? We need to find a lead that can take over. I don't think you or I would do that. So maybe we ask to see if somebody's interested in being a PTL.
Yeah. Well, I think we can talk about it. I set up a meeting after today, tomorrow's meeting. If we do the independent components, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a modeling distribution, mm-hmm. then they have the one-time config DB acting like SDR or something mm-hmm. to parse the things. We can talk about offline. Then we did the Sandeep, if database, someone had to do the same type of amount of work as SDR does. So you parse that model, the model work. So maybe you can talk about it in a different meeting instead of today's meeting.
Okay, but it's something that, I think we need to discuss. Did you,
Right.
So did you invite Sandeep?
I did it Friday.
Okay.
I did it Friday.
Okay, so it's for this.
In your calendar. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Is there anything else you want to let this team here know, the 5G team, about what's happening? I guess we're not doing CM Notify we're doing some of CM Notify in R6 and the rest of it on R7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can try to see for the automation too. So I think we truly can, integrate with the automation to the configure DB in R7. Mm-hmm. So the issue will be resolved, but still we need to talk about the, more detail, how mm-hmm. the schema, let's talk about, who does this work? Is the Sandeep do the work? Or we can talk about maybe tomorrow on the different calls, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's also, just so people know, Ted Ted Johnson gave a talk on the model-driven Yang tools. So that was very interesting too. And that might, you know, we might use some of that eventually in runtime config DB2, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I see Dong Ho is on the call too. So Marge last time I think was asking about what was going on there in the harmonization stuff. Dong Ho, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So people were asking about an update from you on the A1 interface integration work.
I talked to Sandeep this week, and he said that he found a bug out of his testing. So yeah, he's fixing it, and yeah, after that, yeah, I will get a further update. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dong Ho, I sent you email too, right? It's you to the Ben. So we need to, because you and I, and the original R6 release, right? We're talking about, you know, A1 interface will be the implemented into the, you know, like a config DB initially flow. We have some functionality in the config DB. So just to make sure, because it's a part of effort, I would just say Sandeep, if Sandeep did the development, or he did it and just say the second stage is for testing stage, or he didn't do development. I need to confirm your first part one. Did he do the development work yet for A1 interface?
Oh, you mean that, okay. So regarding config DB, what are you expecting? So, I mean, phase one would mean just A1 adapter, right? And mm-hmm. then after that, what are you expecting for the config DB?
No, the one we're talking about, right? Say the one your A1 interface, right? From the we're talking about it, like you who have the old attributes put into the config DB, right? That's what we're talking about originally, right? For the in the beginning for R6?
Oh, yeah. For that, I think, as long as the config DB have the A1 policy schema, then I think, if that's the case, I think it's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we have some specific work item for testing. Right.
Because this piece, right, supposedly say that's part of config DB, then because some use case try to do something like do initial to show the some use case for the R6, but it's still part of the config DB function. The A1 will be part of it too, but I talked to Shander, didn't do that either in the some use case. But it still carry, but I just make sure because for the project whole perspective, the R1 interface, I'm sorry, A1 interface will be the, config DB functionality, right? We have A1 interface, we have O1 interface, right? And also we have the, the Yen model piece too. So just say we did O1 interface partially, the Ben just mentioned, but it will be completion will be the R7, but we do some work already. But I just say A1 interface, we also did a partial work too. I just want to confirm with you, Sandeep already complete the A1 interface. I need to confirm it from you.
Okay, okay.
You are the originator. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. So yeah, for A1, the initial implementation is done by Sandeep. And yeah, I just said, he's testing and then found the bug and then fixing it. So it's kind of, iterative process for testing and fixing, yeah.
Okay, so then the Ben should put in the config DB, in the R6, we did partially O1 interface, partially, to A1 interface. But if the harmonization to O1 rule but the implementation, because we ask to the they ask us to put the configure DB, so you had to put the keep tracking with that the configure DB functionality. So then we can the R7 we needed to build that database. We need to incorporate this A1 interface attribute in the configure DB.
Yeah, I think right. So yeah, generally, I mean, directionally, yeah, that should be true. But specifically, we might need some kind of more full-fledged use case picture. So for now, mm-hmm. A1 adapter is not being used for any specific use case. So it's now just a single unit. So without a specific use case, I mean, full end-to-end use case, it's hard to draw some attention regarding the A1 plus the config.db. So yeah, that might be, I mean, defining some end-to-end use case might be kind of next step, I think. So
that's the R7, because when we do a complete, say partially end-to-end use case, right, we come from Netcon EN, right, flow, then you come to A1, then put into the configure DB, then we can put the policy in place. That's a part of the R7 requirement, right? That's the
who's driving that requirement? Is Bima driving it? Just wondering, yeah.
Bima who?
Ben and I have been working on this, the Vimo module, the harmonization
but that's only rules, right? The that thing will be implemented, the use case, that's the, you know, like, you know, configure DB, like O1 interface, we were proposed by the configure DB. But the policy rule-wise, because they need a regulation, like a specification, they have to come to the ORAN. That's why we want to put everything alignment between the ORAN and the ONAP. So we put in there.
Okay. So I think I need to check with the Vima about next step about this harmonization project. So. Yeah, I will sync with them, yeah, internally, and then get some feedback, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we need to think of this too, because to make sure, if now, then we wouldn't be part, because we talk about this, R6, so we will say we'll do this. If not, we wouldn't be part of the, you know, you have to make sure confirmation for this. Because right now, we have ORAN interfaces, that's for sure.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Dong Ho and Joanne. So I think, you know, there's a lot of things now that are actually starting to basically start thinking about R7, and this is also one of those things too that we're thinking about what to do in R7. okay. All right, let me see. So I think we covered most of our topics. I mean, the next major deadline is the code freeze. That's R7. That's happening March 5. And then there is a VEST specification update that's happening, which is part of the harmonization use case.
So the Ben, you mentioned R7 is March or R6? R6, right?
Not R7 yet, right? The M4 milestone is.
But R6 for the framework
right? Correct. Yeah. This is M4 for R6. Okay. This CM notify bus is now the review is Where's the review now? It's so I think it already happened basically, and now what's happening with the review? So they had the review. I think Trevor, I saw an email from Trevor that he's now looking at updates. So he's looking at the review basically happened. It was opened so last week. Now, so Trevor is going over comments now. So the one thing we do know is that CM Notify will not make it in R7, in R6 though. But I think after this, they're gonna look, they needed some baseline to get to. So they needed to get to this baseline first. And then I think from there, they will look at seeing how to proceed after that, I think. So last meeting I was at. Last time, Andy Mayer also gave a presentation on the new use case template, which we've now incorporated into the page. And here's the link for the R7, you call for R7 requirements. Okay, so people should start thinking about what they wanna do for R7, what R7 requirements should we look at now? And so we talked about some of that with network slicing and the harmonization. I'm sure we'll have a new thing to do in R7 as well. And Joanne just talked about the UR7 stuff for we're almost out of time here. So I think, let's see, just in the last few minutes, I think I'm gonna work on this for a little bit here. Let's see. So for this process, this first opening paragraphs are just about basically some introduction to the whole thing. Let me just see what this next diagram is about here. Oh, okay. This is kind of unique to the information modeling. I'm just going to read this here. Okay, then a slightly more detailed diagram. Oh, okay. So I had gotten to this point with a lot of discussion from the modeling team. Let's see. So I think that's really necessary. I'm just going to use this here. Okay. So it takes us to here, modeling subcommittee. Process. Okay. All right. Use case teams. I think maybe I'll move up the use case team here. Let me see if we can just do that. Right. Okay. We're at time. Actually, we're over now. Okay. So we'll call the meeting here. Thank you, everybody, for joining. And talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.